This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service is warning of a strong storm system targeting the Northeast. Heavy snow and rain. Millions more living farther south along the East Coast will feel the effects of this storm today, too. Rain in parts of the Mid-Atlantic. Just a day after the U.S. and Germany announced they'll send battle tanks to Ukraine, Russia this morning launched a new wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks across Ukraine. Former U.S. Army tank commander Gian Gentile says the German Leopard tanks and U.S. M1 Abrams tanks are pretty good.
I'd much rather be in a Leopard 2 as a tank crewman or an M1A1 than in any of those Russian tanks, the T-72s, B-3s, T-80s, T-90s, and what the Ukrainians currently have.
Former U.S. Army tank commander Gian Gentile. Why? Investigators say they still don't know why a gunman killed 11 people at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California. The AP's Donna Warder.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the 72-year-old suspect had no known connection to the victims, and investigators believe he had not frequented the dance studio in the last 5 years. At a Wednesday news conference carried by KABC, Luna said investigators did locate a motorcycle a block from the crime scene that was registered to Who Can Tran.
Investigators believe it was placed there by the suspect as an alternative getaway vehicle.
The sheriff says investigators are not sure how long Tran had been planning the attack.
Tran later killed himself. Did Southwest Airlines deceive customers by knowingly scheduling more flights in December than it could handle? The Transportation Department says it's investigating. Southwest says it had a solid plan and ample staff. This is AP News. To the West Bank now, the AP's Karen Shamas.
Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and wounded many others during a raid in the occupied West Bank. The violence occurred in the Jenin refugee camp, a militant stronghold that has been the focus of Israeli raids in the past year. The conflict spiked in January with over 24 Palestinians killed since the start of the year. The fighting comes weeks into Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has pledged to take a hard line against the Palestinians. The new coalition has also inflamed tensions by promising to ramp up settlement construction on lands the Palestinians seek for their hoped-for state. The unrest also comes days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in the region and push for steps that might improve daily life for the Palestinians. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow gained 9 points yesterday. The S&P fell less than 1 point. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.